X Afternoons with Mariah and Ty.
On Calgary's Alternative,
X92.9.
Hey, it's Mariah and Ty. We're chatting with Callum Montgomery, correct?
Correct.
And Bradley Camden, correct?
Correct.
Of the Cavalry FC for their upcoming season here. What's going on, fellas?
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for having us. Really appreciate you taking time.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Brad's second visit, and he remembered that Mariah was getting married.
I was like, Bradley, you're so kind for remembering
that.
Like,
you were this close to getting a wedding invite, too. You never know.
I feel like I saw how you guys obviously partied last time we were able to chat, and obviously coming off of this huge win that you guys had heading into the new season now. But that would have been a thing. Don't worry. But we got season home opener happening this week. Thursday, correct?
Friday.
Sorry.
Easter Friday.
Okay, Easter Friday.
That's
I know.
Good,
I was like, are they making
work
on the holidays? Damn. All right. But yeah, this is huge. And Callum, you were just chatting about how there's going to be, a little bit of a chance for fans to go and visit the trophy that you guys just acquired. Obviously, stations. It's all about the fans always with the Cavalry.
Yeah, first game back in the stadium in front of the fans and stuff. So we're going to be doing a championship banner reveal. I think there's going to be a T-shirt giveaway presented by a sponsor for the game, which is Echo Energy. The trophy will be on display, so you can get a chance to take a selfie with that. And other than that, we always have so much fun stuff going on, DJs, bands, that type of thing. So make sure to come check it out.
Wow.
Brad, what are you aiming to achieve this season? Like, what's the goal? CONCACAF Championship Cup?
For me, always more trophies.
Yeah.
Always.
That's a simple goal. I like that.
Like Mariah, we like the trophies as well, the jewelry, so.
Who doesn't? I think that's excellent. And I also was just going to ask you guys, like, now just having so much hype, I feel like every season the Cavalry is garnering a bigger fan base in Calgary. And are you excited? Are you expecting, like, sold out stadium for coming up on Friday, or what are you expecting from your fans this
yeah,
year?
I think it's really nice being in Calgary. Obviously, it's my hometown, and I love the support from our fans, and they've always helped us. And even us winning the league last year, we saw how much the city cared for it. So yeah, we're super excited to see the turnout this year for sure. And
yeah, that's
we excellent. Had like four of us go from work here, just awesome. Up there the whole time, stay for the whole celebration and everything.
We also have a lot of returning players coming back. Obviously, we have some big guys that have left and stuff, and there's shoes to fill, but we've managed to keep a lot of the same roster, which is really exciting, just to kind of pick up right where we left off.
You guys announced the signing today.
Yeah,
we did. New center back, Levi. So super. He's such a nice kid already and going to fit in so well with the group.
Yeah, we have a lot of, to piggyback on that, we have a lot of actually new signings as well that are really, really exciting. And we actually went kind of younger, which
for
is
sure.
nice.
Oh.
And they're fearless and they have a lot of talent and quality. So, yeah.
That's so nice. Oh, you speak so nicely about your teammates. That's so cute. I love that. You got to have that camaraderie, right? And obviously, it's sad to see some key players leave, but it makes room to grow, this new talent. And now you guys obviously can maybe be a little bit more of a leader in a sense, right? Which is huge.
For sure. And just carrying on those experiences, once you go through what we went through last year and win those trophies, you get hungry and you want to win it again. Winning's really addictive in sports, unfortunately. So the standards are set super high for us. And, we also have the CAN Champ coming up on April 29th, I believe, at home. So we want to go deep in that, and no CPL team's ever won it. So that's another big goal for us this year.
So how good was the after party then that you guys are like, we got to win that again. We got to do it again.
Yeah. I think we filled the trophy up a couple times with some...
some interesting
some
beverages,
juice,
I guess.
I just remember, I'm pretty sure, did we not have Marco Carducci on last time when you guys won the league, obviously? But I just remember seeing social media and you guys, taped off the locker room and it was just...
You get the goggles and everything.
Oh, it's so fun. I'm that is just pivotal, achievement when you have that type of celebration, right?
Yeah. That's why you guys got to do it again.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's the plan.
All right, well, Callum and Bradley, thank you so much for stopping in. And if you want to go to the game, we'll put a link to tickets for this in the blog that you're listening to this on.
Yeah.
And I'll see you there on Friday myself.